You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. JD and Tencent have joined forces to develop a mobile marketing solution in China. A new e-commerce site targeting Switzerland is to launch next year, and a new payments provider has launched in Brazil. The Chinese e-commerce company JD and the internet giant Tencent have joined forces to develop a mobile marketing solution. With 86% of China's 650 million internet users going online using their smartphones, mobile marketing has become hugely important when targeting Chinese consumers. A spokesperson from JD explained the partnership, saying, "Chinese businesses will have access to digital marketing tools that leverage both JD.com's resources and Tencent's leading mobile social communication platforms to build relationships with customers, deepen brand recognition, and drive sales." The news comes just weeks before Singles Day, which falls on the 11th of November and is traditionally the busiest online shopping day of the year in China, similar to Black Friday in the US. A new e-commerce site targeting Switzerland is to launch next year. The website, called Surup, has said it wants to become a key online marketplace to rival the likes of Amazon. The venture is a joint project between Swisscom and Coop, with a pilot expected to be launched in one region of the country next month before being rolled out to the whole country next year. The Swiss newspaper Blick has speculated that Surup could also be interested in attracting foreign retailers and customers to the platform, making it a key potential cross-border e-commerce platform for those interested in the Swiss market. Despite the country's small size, Switzerland recently ranked 7th in an e-commerce Europe report into key online shopping trends across the continent. A new online payment provider has just launched in Brazil. Jumpstart Brazil has been localized especially for the Brazilian market and was launched by Emergent Payments earlier this week. It aims to help retailers targeting Brazil with their online payments by integrating 23 local payment solutions commonly used in the country. In a statement, Jumpstart Brazil has said it manages fraud and chargebacks, handles withholding tax issues, optimizes conversion rates, and reduces costs. The Brazilian e-commerce market is worth an estimated $20 billion and is growing rapidly at a rate of 24% per year. Research by Piper Jaffray has revealed the social media preferences of US teenagers. Instagram was the most popular social network amongst this demographic, with 33% saying it was their most important social network. Twitter came in second at 20%, followed by Snapchat at 19% and Facebook at 15%. Fourth place Facebook has been steadily falling in popularity over the last few years amongst American teenagers as more adults have started joining the site, including parents. In 2012, it was the most popular social network amongst American teens, and even in spring of this year, it was in third place ahead of Snapchat. And finally, the mobile ad market is growing rapidly in Russia, according to research by eMarketer. Russian advertisers are expected to spend $430 million on mobile ads this year, up a staggering 120% on last year. Mobile accounts for 19% of all digital ad spending in the country, with digital accounting for just over a quarter of total ad spends. The mobile ad market is expected to see continued strong growth over the next 4 years, with that amount spent expected to quadruple to over $1.8 billion by 2019. It's also expected that by that time, mobile will account for 55% of all digital ad spending. Digital ad spends are expected to account for 30% of total ad spending by that time. The Russian mobile advertising market is not as advanced as in many other countries. This year, 42% of global digital ad spend will be on mobile, far ahead of Russia's 19%. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit WebCertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you next time.